is delight. Delight. Delight means a high degree of pleasure or enjoyment. Joy. Rapture. Those are words that can be used for delight. Something that gives great pleasure. So let's think about delight tonight. What are you delighting in? Think about it. What are you delighting in? What gives you pleasure? What do you enjoy? What do you find yourself spending your time doing? Because something that we delight in is something we're going to spend some time in. Or we're going to think about it. Or we're going to meditate on it. I notice a lot of children delight in entertainments of various kinds. A lot of them play games. And they have these game things, equipment, that they could sit for hours and do it. But if you pull them away from it and say, come wash the dishes, that pleasure that they had while they were playing the game goes away pretty fast. Or if you say, come mop the floor or sweep the kitchen or clean your room. I don't find many children that delight in those things. But I'm going to tell you something. Samaya used to delight in that kind of stuff. I used to see her just look like she'd come over to my house, and if the children have messed up, she's busy sweeping the floor, picking up stuff, all that kind of stuff. Back in the day. That was her delight back in the day. But now, what is your delight? Sometimes it could be things like a good movie, you think. Good movie. Delighting in that. But you know something? A lot of people today, sad to say, delight in things that have no eternal value. They have no value. Some of those games that the kids play, it's not teaching them anything. What is it teaching them? How to push a button. You push it fast enough, you can get that car to stay in the road. You push it right. What value is that?
Yeah.
Nothing. No value. But we need very much to think about what are we taking our time in and have value in and delighting in. Let's go to Isaiah 55:1. Now, if you get to it before I do, you can read it.
For everyone that thirsts, come ye.
Just a minute. What did you say?
Isaiah.
What's the first?
Isaiah 55.
I know. What was the first word?
It says ho.
Ho. Everyone. Okay. Go on.
Everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
Okay, stop. Everyone, if you're thirsty, come ye to the waters. Now, this kind of thirst he wants us to have is for eternal things. You know how you feel. How that maybe you've been doing a lot of exercise. The children like to play basketball games and everything. When you get through, you feel thirsty. Mm-hmm. Or maybe working in your garden, you feel thirsty. Or maybe sweating over the stove. It says, everyone that's thirsty, come ye to the waters. But the kind of thirst that we have or should have is a spiritual thirst. I appreciate Sister Ella because she seems to be thirsty.
Yes.
For God and the things of God, to learn about God. Come ye, the Lord says, to the waters. And he that has no money, you don't even have to have money, excuse me, to thirst for to get your thirst quenched for the things of God. Come ye, buy and eat, yea, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Now this is not talking about little wine. This is just an example of how you can thirst after God and you don't have to have money. You don't have to have, there's no price. Come to God. Let your mind turn away from all of the foolishness of this life that people entertain themselves with. And let it turn to God with the same fervency that you have to play a game that you think is so important. I want to make so many points with. To go play basketball, which is no wrong in playing basketball. But come to the Lord with that same amount of thirst. Let's allow ourselves to go after God. Just like we have gone in the past,
yes.
After all these other things, let's go after God like
Amen.
That.
Amen.
And it says, wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread? There's no value in some of these things that people spend their effort in. And your labor for that which satisfies not. There's no satisfaction in it. Some people spend their time and effort, what are they doing? Their energy on things that have no profit, things that have no eternal value. Sometimes people go out for drugs. They go out for alcohol. The alcoholic never seems to get enough of it. He just keeps on till he's just out of it. He's spending his effort for things that's not only no good, but that's destructive.
Mm-hmm.
It says, hearken diligently unto me and eat that which is good and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. And the more you go after God, the more he's going to give you, the fatter you're going to be.
Yes.
In God. Let yourself delight in the things of God. Let's put away these things of this world. We're not going to be here long. Do you all know the sister? That sister went to church.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah, that's right.
That. Before she could get in the building.
My Lord.
We don't know where our end is going
right.
to be.
Amen.
Let's focus on God and the things of God. Let's move on. want to not allow the devil to trick us and to make us think that those things is going to satisfy. Because they're not. You'll participate in it, and then afterwards, there's no satisfaction. Then you got to do more and more. How do you think that the alcoholic gets to be an alcoholic? They didn't start out being an alcoholic. It starts out with maybe one drink.
That's right.
The drug addict doesn't start out to be a drug addict. He starts out with one
pill or whatever.
Whatever he takes. And so, but it doesn't satisfy. So they go for more and more and more in an effort to be satisfied. John 10 and 10. The devil is in that. He deceives people. He makes them feel like that they're going to get more and they're going to, you know, feel better. And the more they try, the worse it gets. But the more they seek after that very thing that's destroying them.
Yes.
And the devil is all back of it because he is a destroyer. He's out to destroy. In John 10 and 10, it says, the thief cometh, but not, but to steal and to kill. And to destroy. I am come, this is Jesus, that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You will find that the more you seek after God, the more you delight in God, you will have life and you'll have an abundant life. You will be happy. You will be free. God wants us to be happy. Like that song says, everybody will be happy over there.
Over there. That's right.
God wants that for us. But we have to delight ourselves in the Lord to get it. I think about one of the things will help us is if we fear God. We need to have the fear of God on our heart. Not
yes,
walking
right.
around, I'm so afraid he's going to strike me down. Not that kind of fear, but fear to displease God. Love him so much, delight in him so much, you don't want to displease him. I think about my mother a lot and how I didn't want to displease my mother. And you know, it feels good when you know that your parent is pleased with you and happy with you. You delight in pleasing them. You fear to displease them. Let's go to Proverbs 9 and 10. Get it? Read it, please.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
You know, sometimes people feel like they want to feel like they wise. You know, you talk to them and they try to tell you how to run your life. But you know what? There is no wisdom of ourselves. If we have true wisdom, is going to be through the fear of God. So this is how we, as we delight ourselves in the Lord, we want to fear him. We want to fear to displease him. I think about Abraham. I've been meditating on him for a while, how he was so obedient to the Lord. But I believe Abraham feared to displease God. He got, when the Lord would tell him something to do, he got up and did it right away. And I believe also he delighted in God, in the Lord, in the things of God. Let's delight ourselves in God. If we want to delight in anything in this world, let's delight ourselves in the Lord. Psalms 110:10. Well, I must have the wrong one because it's not verse 10. So we'll skip that. I wrote it down wrong some way. Let's go to Job 28:28. There's a great blessing in delighting ourselves in the Lord. We can't go wrong when we do God's, when we go His way. When we delight in Him, there's going to be many blessings that we'll receive. You know something? We talked about the drugs, the alcohol, the those bad habits that people get to try to delight themselves in, looking for satisfaction, looking for pleasure. But you know something? It's destruction in that. But when we delight ourselves in the Lord, we're going to be blessed. We want to be blessed. All of us want to be blessed in the Lord. We don't want to be in this world and be cursed. So let's do all we can. Let's turn our attention. Bring our minds in from the world.
Yes.
From the things of the world. And bring it to God.
That was Job 28:28.
And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
So we were talking about the fear of God, and we wanted to you all to see how that what the fear of God gives you true wisdom. And we need to have this wisdom. But we can't have it if we depend on ourselves. We're going to have to live for God and please God. And He'll give us wisdom. And He also will bless our lives. Let's go to Psalms 1:1.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Keep on.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
I want you all to listen to this scripture. How it's going to tell us how this man is going to be blessed in his life. What is he doing? What is his delight in? In the law of the Lord. Continue, please.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Look here. What's happening here? It says, blessed is the man. First, he's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not standing in the way of sinner, meaning the life of a sinner. He's not sitting in the seat of the scornful. He's not doing these things. But his delight. Is in the law of the Lord.
Amen.
And in his law, he's meditating day and night. As you walk along, like you're going, get up in the morning, you read some of the word of God, it feeds your soul. It makes you delight in it. To me, the Word of God is like a good meal. I don't have to wait till I get to church to enjoy. I get it at home. I wake up in the morning, I get a scripture. The Lord blesses me with that scripture, and it feeds my soul. It encourages me for the day. He says, in his law does he meditate day and night. Not just once, not just on Sundays, not just when you go to church, but every single day. And your mind is on it. Not only just read the word and say, what'd you read today? And I don't remember. But you're meditating on it. You're thinking on it throughout the day. But what's gonna happen to you for being like that? It says, third verse, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. You're not a tree. You're like a tree. You see a tree that has, you know what? Some people really like the winter. I don't. All the trees look dead looking, and it's just not encouraging, but it's part of life.
Yes.
But when you go in the springtime, the trees are green. Some of them are purple and pink and yellow. What beauty. So it says, that person would be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water. His leaf shall not wither. He won't be all dried up. But he'll have a life, something that's going to be a blessing to him and to other people. Whatsoever he doeth, he'll prosper. God's going to bless him. God will not bless us if we don't delight in the Lord. We can't expect his blessings over us. But he yes. sure will bless the person that delights in him.
Amen.
And said the ungodly are not so. Other words, they're not going to be blessed. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Just like those dead leaves out and the wind is blowing them everywhere. That's what the ungodly is like. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's a serious thing. We don't want our way to perish. We want God to be pleased with us. And we flourish, and we'll be a help, not just to ourselves, but others around us. So we want to encourage you to delight in the Lord. Psalms 119, 105. In this scripture, we find that when we are living for God and when we delight in the Lord, we're going to live for him. But we're going to find, like the scripture we just read, it says he delight is in the law of the Lord. But we're going to walk in light. It's going to help us in the way we walk. We're not going to be doing things that's wrong and darkness. We're going to be walking in the light. It says, and this is the encouragement that we can get when we read the Word of God, because it's going to be a help to us. It says, thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my pathway. So if we delight in the Word of God, it's going to be light to us. It's going to teach us how to live right. That's Amen. What we're going to learn from it. Verse 119 and 16 said, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. So we want to realize the value of the Word of God.
Yes.
Delight in it, because it's going to teach us the right way to go. If you're not sure what to do, we can go read the Word of God, and God will lead us through His Word. What is the right way to go? Let's go to Luke 18. And we're going to read verses 28 to 30. I want us to look at how that when you delight in the Lord, you're going to get a double blessing. You're going to get a blessing here in this world and in the world to come. Mm-hmm. Then Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee." And he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, eternal life." So if we delight ourselves in the Lord and we live for God, we may have to forsake some of these people. That don't mean that a wife just get up and leave her husband because she's saved. But what it means is the way the husband wants you to go. For instance, a husband might want you to do something wrong. You know, people that do things wrong, a lot of times they like other people to do it with them. Mm-hmm. For instance, right. If they're drinking, they want somebody else to drink. Yeah. Oh, here, take some of this. Mm-hmm. Or here, take this cigarette. Or take this drug. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. So this is the kind of forsaking you're going to do. You're going to forsake their ways and the things that they trying to get you to do. Your children might say, "Mom, it won't hurt you. Come over to this party." And they have this party with all this music and everything.
That's right.
And you say, "No, I don't want to partake of that." You're forsaking children. And maybe it says parents. Your parents might even say, sometimes people have trouble, they have little issues in their marriage, they might have a parent say, "Sugar, you need to leave that man." You have those kind of things.
Yes.
But
mercy.
When you're saved, you're going to follow what God tells you to do.
Yes, that's right.
And not what parents, others, if they tell you the wrong thing, you have to forsake them.
That's right.
You have to forsake what they tell you and that's not right. Do it. You have to stand for God. And when you do, the Bible says, He said, you're going to receive manifold, which is more, many, a lot more. It represents a lot more. In this present time and in the world to come, eternal life.
Yes.
So if we spend our efforts on God, let's put all our energies on pleasing God and living for God, we'll be blessed. Let us delight ourselves in the Lord. Let's just get fat in the Lord. We start reading the Word and walking in His ways, we're going to get fat.
Help me, Lord.
In the Lord.
Yes, amen.
This is one kind of fatness we don't have to be ashamed of.
That's right.
But we're going to receive a blessing in this time and in the world to come, eternal life. Let's go to Psalms 37 and 4. There are going to be promises that God's going to give us if we delight ourselves in the Lord. You want to read that for me?
Psalm 37 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and you shall give me the desires of my heart.
Oh, you want some things from the Lord?
Help me, Lord.
Delight yourself in Him. He will give you the desires of your heart. You know why? Because you're not going to want evil things.
That's right.
He will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
You're going to want good things and righteous things.
Yes.
Just all you have to do is just, I don't want to say it, just go all out for God.
Yes.
Do everything you can for Him. Let's go to Psalms 119:35. That's what we want to do. Ask the Lord to help me. Help me to go in your path. Help me to do what you say in your word. Because I delight in that. That's where my heart is. Do you know when you delight in something, that's where your heart's going to be. If you love to bake, your mind and your heart and your thoughts and your energies is going to be in baking.
That's right.
If you love to draw, every chance you get, you like art. Every chance you get, your little quiet time, you want to draw. Some people like going fishing. The Clay family love fishing. That's a Clay trend, a Clay tradition.
Okay.
So, what do you think they want to do? They want to fish. They want to see who's going to catch the biggest fish.
Yeah.
Or they want to take pictures and show, I caught this fish so big. Well, let's delight in the Lord like that.
Help me, Lord.
If you delight in the Lord, you're going to find yourself enjoying going to church.
Yes.
You can't hardly wait till the next service.
Yes.
If you delight in the Lord, you're going to enjoy reading the Bible. You're going to enjoy praying to the Lord because you want to communicate with Him and you want Him to communicate back with you.
Yes, amen.
Don't you know when you pray, God will talk to your heart. He will bless you. He will send you a song or something to encourage you. Maybe you feel kind of down and you feel like, oh, Lord, I'm having a day that's kind of, I feel sad. Don't you know the Lord will bring a song to comfort your heart?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's there with you. He lets you know, you're my child. I care for you. I'm carrying you through this. I remember one time, I told this, and I don't know if you all know, but Becky had passed, I think it was almost a year, maybe, that she had passed, and one of her friends she used to have didn't know. We couldn't find her. We couldn't get in touch with her, let her know. She finally finds out that Becky had passed, and she contacts Becky's husband, and he in turn start texting me about the situation, about her, and he kind of blamed her, but anyway, so he was texting me. I had Claire and Zoe at the house at the time, and I said, that's painful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
I started to call Sister Mary to pray for me because I was feeling so much pain. I couldn't break down because the girls were there. I didn't want to make them feel sad. And so the Lord spoke to me.
Thank the Lord. He told me,
I'm carrying you.
Thank the Lord.
What comfort He gave me.
Yes.
I carry you. I see you. I understand the pain you're going through. What a comfort it was to me. And so this is what the Lord will do for us. If we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will help us in the time of trouble, when we're sad, when we don't understand things, when things are going adversely, people, when others don't understand us, whatever the case is, He's there. Because we spend our time delighting in Him. I want each one of you, I hope tonight, that you can get a hold to what a blessing in your life in delighting yourself in the Lord. You can delight yourself to, there's no limit to it. You can just daily, hourly, all the time. And He's going to be there for you in every circumstance, in every problem. And He's going to bless your life.
Yes.
He's going to bless you. And so I want to encourage each one of you tonight to be encouraged, to delight yourself in the Lord. He said He'll give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Pray for me.